The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Being Here.
Being
yeah.
Here. It's a good echo. Being here.
Today, we're going to talk about transformation in the workplace.
Now, we planned this particular episode on purpose because in September in New York City, we are doing a weekend devoted to transformation in the workplace on the 12th and 13th of September. And we're doing a Monday night alive devoted to it on the 31st of August, the Employee of the Year, more on the theme of the workplace, because we feel people are gearing back up, back to school, putting their attention back on to the workplace. And we figured that this show would support that process and being seamless.
Well, you know, if you really take a look, you'll see that most of our waking lives are spent in the workplace. Most of our time, for most people, unless you're retired, and even then, there are things that you do as a routine of life that might be considered your workplace. But most of your waking life is spent either at work, going to and from work, or thinking about work, and then you have the rest of your life.
Now, for those of you whose workplace is, for instance, being a homemaker or a full-time mother or father, your workplace includes all the details of managing a home or managing a family. So when we're talking about transformation in the workplace, we're not only speaking of what is traditionally been imaged, an office or another type. We're talking about whatever you're involved in as your occupation, what you're occupied with. So we're interested today in transformation in the workplace.
And so first thing we need to talk about is, well, we don't need to, but we're going to, is listening.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of us, you see, our minds are so facile, so quick, so intelligent, that even those that think that they're not intelligent are intelligent, they think so far in advance that we're not really where we are. We were on a international phone call yesterday with the European community.
Hello, everybody.
And we were speaking to a lady, her name is Uli, and she was talking about how her husband and her two children are constantly pulling on her for her attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggested that they're in Uli attention deficit because most of us are not there when our we're not really there when our life is making demands of us. We are off working on other things that we want to do, have to do, and are trying to do whilst we're doing other things. So listening is key, and it will pull you into the current moment. And what we need to do basically is slow you down enough to get here, to hear what's being said, because this is where your life is taking place in this moment of now. And if you're off worrying about a future which hasn't gotten here yet or making plans for what you need to do after this show is over, or you're doing something other than listening, you'll miss the opportunity of having your life transform on this show, during the course of this show, which is what is possible. See, transformation doesn't take place over time. It's an instantaneous phenomena that takes place that shifts the way life is happening. I wrote down, what is transformation? Because, you know, we're talking about transformation in the workplace. So what is transformation?
We're not talking about simply changing unwanted conditions so that you feel better or you're incrementally more productive. We're talking about a spontaneous
quantum shift in the way you relate to your life, your level of satisfaction, your level of well-being. That's what we're talking about.
And all of it happens at once. It's not over time. We were talking to a fellow this week. We'll call him Mike, just to give him some anonymity. We were talking to Mike this week, and he had really lost his way. He's an actor. He also produces beautiful gourmet food. He does lots of different things, and he was not producing, booking work up to what he needs, nor to his level of satisfaction. And we talked to him about how what happened when he got upset was he took himself away. People forgot about him as an option to hire, in that in the moment he saw that he had retreated, his energy came back. He wrote us an email this morning that he did a year and a half's worth of filing in about an hour, hour and a half. That things that had stagnated on his desk, that had been littering his office, things that he'd been fighting with, instantaneously were no longer a fight. That his enthusiasm, the possibility to complete things, returned to him in an instant. Transformation is an instantaneous shift so that you...
That affects all aspects of your life, not just those things you think you need to improve. So we looked in the dictionary to see what Webster said transformation meant. And it says to change the condition, nature, or function of. And you see, when you become aware, when you bring awareness to your how you're going about your life, that awareness alone, and when we use the word awareness, we're talking about a non-judgmental seeing of the way you're interacting with your life, an objective seeing of how you are operating. When you bring awareness to how you're going about your life, transformation is frequently the outcome of that awareness. And transformation is like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. It's like a molecule of water at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, zero centigrade, shifting from a liquid to a solid. It happens in an instant. It happens, and the whole nature of the beast, whether it be a molecule of water or a caterpillar, is shifted into something entirely new. So the nature or function, a caterpillar can't fly, but a butterfly does. It's a shifting in the way you relate to life. We're talking about a shifting in the way you relate to your everyday life in the workplace, what you do, what you produce, how you are, your level of satisfaction. That's what we're talking about here today.
And I know Shia mentioned the word and said it more than once, but I would like to underline something he just said because it's so important. And that is this key idea of awareness being a non-judgmental seeing or observation of something. Because most of us are not objective. We are not operating as an anthropologist, and in this case, a cultural anthropologist or a workplace anthropologist, where you non-judgmentally get interested in the culture of how you as an individual work and how your workplace is put together without judging it or comparing it. Comparison to how other people do it can be such an inhibitor where you're not getting interested in how your rhythm is. You are comparing to how someone else does it, and generally you come up short in that. So awareness is a non-judgmental seeing.
But you see, there's another piece to awareness.
What?
When you see how you impact or mold your environment to see how you create your life showing up, because see, you have something to do with the way your life shows up. It doesn't show up the way it does in a vacuum, whether there's a person at work that you have difficulty with, whether it's a person at home you have difficulty with. You have something to do with that difficulty. It may be called personal responsibility, but I like to see that, or to see it as though we affect our environment and have it show up the way we are habituated to it showing up, rather than it happens by accident. In other words, if we take you out of one work environment and put you into another, you'll probably create those situations that you've created in your current work environment, whether they be positive situations or negative.
So today, see if you can relax a little bit. Get interested in how it is that you relate to your environment without judging what you see.
Now let's talk about the third principle, or the three principles of it.
Yes, let's do it before we go to our first break.
Right, because you see, the first thing is anything you resist will persist and will dominate your life. So if there's something you don't like about the way you're being, you will keep that intact. The second idea is that your life can only show up in each moment exactly as it does. So there's nothing you can do to change the way your life is showing up. And the third idea is if you see the way it's showing up without trying to change it or fix it or manipulate it, it will, on its own, in an instant, complete itself.
Now, I know that's challenging, but I'm certain that as we go throughout the show, we will be talking with people. You will see it in action. We are going to be taking a break here shortly, so come on back with us.
And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Are you looking for life's balance?
Look no further than Seventh Wave Network. We're bringing you Life's Balance with Shaman M. Let Melanie McBride take you on a unique listening experience. You'll explore the world of alternative health. Learn about the many facets of healing. Preventative lifestyles from children to seniors will be discussed on the show. Listen for Life's Balance with Shaman M. Broadcast live every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. It's the healthy side of life. Let peace and balance be yours.
Awakened media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Okay, welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
All right, so we are talking today about transformation in the workplace.
Which is any place that you spend the majority of your life, basically. And we have a caller named Stephanie. Stephanie, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Good.
What can we do for you?
I have a question. I'm not sure how to formulate it as a question, but I had an interaction with a client 2 days ago which made me wonder about something.
Okay.
I have a client who has a rock cafe, and in the summer I do the posters for them and like small flyers for the open-air concerts.
Yes.
And we did that for a concert, and everything was fine, and 2 days ago the client called and said, oh, Stephanie, we completely forgot to tell you we need the backstage passes as well. And it wasn't a big deal. I did them in half an hour, and they were happy. I was just wondering, because I did the same job last year, including the backstage passes, and I was like, huh, look at this. I felt like I could have been more, how do you say that?
Proactive?
Yeah.
And okay.
It was neat to see for me, because I felt like there is something in my work where I'm doing a good job, but there's probably a lot of areas where I could be more co-productive, and in that way, well, taking more care of my clients, be more efficient as well, and probably create more work out of that too.
So where are you calling in from, Stephanie?
Hamburg.
Hamburg, Pennsylvania?
Hamburg, Germany.
Oh, Hamburg, Germany. See, there's a pressure that I hear that you're putting on yourself to be more or better or different than you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
As if, you know, so you didn't do the backstage passes. It took you a half an hour and you did them and everything was fine.
Right.
But that you... Here's the biggest thing, that you beat on yourself for how you're doing it or have done it, that doesn't allow for you to transform. That's all about trying to fix or change what you perceive as wrong with you. And Stephanie, there's nothing wrong with you.
Wow. What I hear in your voice is almost verging on a panic.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a panic to get better, get ahead, to not lose anything. It's like, oh, yes, right, I see.
You know,
I did that last year. I can create an electronic tickler file that when it gets ready, I can ask them the question, do you need backstage passes? I'll just include it for the future. But you slotted into a place of self-improvement that keeps you always on the edge of dissatisfaction.
Yeah. Yes, I can see that. That's really wild.
You know, you remind me of me prior to my transformation, where I would worry about what I might drop out.
Yeah.
You know, I would worry that I might forget to do a certain function or piece of a job. And I did drop those things out. But something very interesting happened after my life transformed about 21 years ago, where I do what is needed and wanted. When I see something that needs to get done, I just do it, and by God, everything is done. You know, it's not like I have to think, am I leaving something out? Anything that I leave out, I don't really need.
Right.
And I don't, then I don't put a pressure on myself to worry about what I might leave out. Mm. See, here's the thing. You get everything done.
Yeah. I do. I mean, and usually in time, and everybody is happy.
Yes.
With my work.
Yes. But you pressure yourself as an additional thing to getting your work done.
Yeah.
So it's not like you just do your work. You do your work, and you beat on yourself while you're doing it. And if you eliminate that part, you might be much more satisfied with what you produce.
That is yes, that's very true. That's I didn't see that. It's like, because I really love my work. It's, you know, like, I do. But it's true, there is a, like, a piece of it always is like, I could do, or I should do it better, or more.
Well, you know what? Life is expanding, and better and more is going to happen on its own if you let it. Sometimes things don't occur to you. So, for instance, I know you, and I know that you're a very talented designer, and, in fact, you've designed some of the little postcards, or the little cards that we use to invite people to Monday Night Alive. And we have a number of things happening at any given time where we'll have things up on our website. And by the way, if you guys haven't been to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, it's beautiful and has excellent information in it. And we do ads, we do postcards, we do little business card size handouts. And it just occurred to me last week after being in business with Shia for 20 years, that it would be a really great idea to have a list of design elements that need to be in each product so that even if we change the design or we're using multiple designers, that we can double-check, kind of like a pre-flight checklist. They're checking whether how the flaps are and the oil, and they go through this pre-flight checklist every time before they take off. And I can either go, my God, why didn't I think of it before? Or I can just include that, hey, this is a great idea. We're now creating it, and then we won't have to catch things last minute where we forgot certain things, where we missed a date or forgot the phone number or... But you don't have to pressure yourself or beat on yourself in order to improve.
Yeah. That sounds good.
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 And the other thing, too, is if you are, you know, used to being around people who are, or you're washed in a sea of people who have a panic about getting more business, it's very easy to pick up that panic. And in today's world, it's easy to do that. And you may not recognize that panic, as Shia was saying, is additional and absolutely not something that you need in order to produce optimal results.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I was wondering what happened because I know that time where I'm really relaxed with my work, but I have been around a lot of people lately which are panicked about getting enough work, getting work done.
Stephanie, darling, you live in a world that's full of people that are panicked around everything.
I sometimes forget.
It isn't just about work.
Mm.
And if you're around people who are panicked, you sync up with them. Mm. You have to intentionally slow things down enough. See, and I'm not saying, when I say slow things down, I don't mean don't produce. I mean produce. But if you're in a panic, you don't produce well. You do extra stuff that causes problems that you have to go back and then work on over and over again.
Right. It's like being at a stoplight, revving your engine so that you're ready to go when it turns green. All it does is burn gas.
Right, yeah. Thank you.
Just one last thing.
Yes.
And hear that your client came and said, thanks, great job. And if you slot it into the, you know, I should have done it different, where's the win in that? You have to allow yourself to really register your successes rather than have them be shunted aside as if they're meaningless.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, too. It's like this little thing overshadowed a lot of really good things that happened lately.
Well, you know, we're falling into a...
Good, bad?
Good,
oh.
Good, bad, good things.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, who remembers?
Mm.
See, if you're really in the moment, Stephanie, you're not listing out the good things that happened or the bad things that happened. You're dealing with what's in front of you, what's on the plate right now, what's on your palate right now. Mm. It isn't about some things are better than other things. It's about handling what's right there, right now.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, very good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling in today.
You're so welcome. Thanks.
Okay, well, that's it for this segment. We'll be back in a moment. So come on back, everyone. And don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shaya Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Susan on the line. You there, Susan?
Hello.
Hello.
I am having a fun time listening to this radio show, and I wanted to let you know I teach speech for a living. I teach at a major university, and I also have private clients.
Right.
And one of the things I do is accent reduction. And what I find...
What is accent reduction?
Excuse me?
What is accent reduction?
Accent reduction is the production of voice, teaching people how to project, speak clearly, be understood, and get rid of regionalisms that may pigeonhole them and allow them to have more variety in how they speak.
Okay.
And I spend a lot of time convincing people that this is a helpful skill, whether it be my students or at the beginning of working with people in the business community, I have a hard time sometimes in the beginning telling them that this is valuable because it feels like a criticism. My work in the beginning can feel like as if people are doing it incorrectly. And it's not that people are doing it incorrectly. It's just I'd like to introduce another possibility to them.
Well, first off, Susan, you got to stop holding it. See, I think it's within you. You're holding it like you're doing something that might offend them.
Right.
It's as though you don't realize the value of accent reduction. Look, this is a world full of people who are prejudiced. Everybody on the planet is prejudiced, and anybody who says they're not prejudiced is more prejudiced than the others.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, one of our prejudices is accents, people's accents. We are prejudiced against people with accents, whatever they are. If we come from Maine, we are prejudiced against people who speak with a southern accent, and vice versa. If we come from... New York City and somebody speaks with an Indian accent.
It creates a stereotype in our mind.
That's right. And so we're not really seeing the person. So there is a value in getting rid of an accent so you are more clearly understood and you produce results that you want to produce in your life and you don't add anything that gets in the way between you and your message.
Exactly.
Exactly. But I don't have a problem with it. You do. See, you're trying to prove your worth in there.
Right.
See that? So you're trying to enroll them. You're preaching to the choir, basically. That they're having a conversation with you about accent reduction, they realize that either their accent gets in the way or their employees' accents get in the way, and that's why they're having the conversation with you in the first place.
Right.
But you're still trying to enroll them in accent reduction when they're already enrolled in accent reduction.
That's true. Yeah.
I have only ever been fired from a job once in my entire life. And I was at the time working as an actress. I was hired on an AT&T internal commercial to teach people. And I had one line that we got through before I got fired, and the line was, and call park is just as simple. But I couldn't say the word call, as in telephone call.
That's a major vowel oddity, that sound.
I could not make a certain sound that most of the country could. I was not able to form it. It was unusual for me. What you're talking about, and then I took, they had to pay me to get rid of me, and I took that money and I did voice lessons with it so I could learn to speak in a way that everybody could understand, not just like a girl from Oregon. And when you're asking the question, I see the attention on you, not on them.
Excellent.
You don't have to convince somebody of the value. You have to be aware that when they feel unable to formulate words in an understandable manner, that there's a level, or at least a potential level of frustration. And for me, I could mimic the director, but if he walked away outside of his presence, I couldn't recreate it on my own. I was not able to hold it.
Right.
And the other thing, when you described what you do,
yes,
what Shia described as what you do is a whole lot clearer than what you described.
Right.
Okay.
It wasn't just to the point. What I do is, for instance, I have a client right now, and she's from Taiwan, and when she speaks, people have difficulties understanding her words. They have to keep trying to translate what she said into English, even though she is speaking English. And we're working so that her words become more distinctly what they're meant to be rather than being colored with her accent so people can't understand her.
Easy, right. Okay.
So you see, Susan, what you have to do is let go of the proving that what you're doing is of value. It is of value. And the more you try to prove it, the more that gets in the way of your communication. So you're not just saying, look, this accent reduction thing is really great because your employees will sell more because people will hear what they're talking about. You're saying, well, you really should let me train your employees because this could be good, but you've got so much attention on you and you and you, it's not about them and them and them.
The other thing I'm experiencing in this call with you is that you slow down your words while you figure out what you want to say.
You're right.
And I think that's got to be a huge inhibitor.
Because you're the demonstration of your voice teaching.
Right.
So if you're not clear, concise, and know where you're going, so you don't figure it out on the run, so to speak, but know what your point is as you start, so you know where you are on the line to completion, then, you know, then you're going to lose your clients.
Yes. This is great. Okay.
Good.
Oh, this is amazing. Thank you. Very helpful.
I have a feeling, you know, something that Shai and I often talk about in our Transformation in the Workplace seminars is how you do anything is how you do everything. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if you, in general, have a work slowdown, not only in your speaking, but where you slow down your actions to see if you're doing the right thing or to figure out where you're going rather than just completing things.
It's a think about it rather than a be with it. See, because I talked earlier about slowing down to get into the moment.
Right.
You're not slowing down to get into the moment. You're slowing down in your thought process to try to say it right or do it right rather than get clear about what it is that you need to say and say that.
Right. And that slowing down, it feels like I'm in mud. So,
but it's mud of your own making, my darling.
Excuse me?
It's mud of your own making.
True.
But I think mud is your comfort zone.
Right.
How so?
Well, a lot of people don't want the pressure of being asked to produce on demand, so they train people not to count on them. They slow it down because they're afraid that if things get up to speed, they'll be overwhelmed.
Yep.
Or they think if they get too good, people will ask more of them. So rather than produce, they train the people around them that if you put too much pressure on me, I will fail. So leave me alone or you don't get anything.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Right on target.
Cool.
Oh, thank
you. Thanks for calling in today.
Yes.
So much.
It was a treat speaking with you.
This is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Susan.
Okay. Bye.
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 Here we have Corrine on the line. Where are you calling from, Corrine?
Hello. I'm calling from Switzerland, from Zurich.
Hello.
Hello, you two. I'm a bit nervous, but this is fun.
Well, good.
Welcome. When I called in, I really heard the show because I was listening to it on the computer, and now I turned it off because I dialed a number,
right.
And I was expecting just to wait, but actually I was listening to the show. This is great.
Oh, Good. That's a side benefit of calling in. You get to call in and interact with us, and you get to listen to the show.
Absolutely.
So do you have a question today?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a manager in a bakery, and I have to do, like, yearly evaluation with my staff.
Evaluation with your staff.
I often wonder, how can I qualify my staff without, like, judging them too much or compare them too much with each other to be sort of fair?
Well,
how you can evaluate them without comparing them to each other?
Yes, because, you know, when I tell them, oh, I would like you to do this and that, they often come up with, like, well, but the other woman doesn't do it, or something. They have excuses for things.
Okay, Corrine, you're the owner of the bakery?
Yes, with my brothers.
With your brothers, excellent. So you are mama, and your brothers are daddy.
Okay.
And your employees treat you like your mama.
Yes.
And that's the first thing.
And some of them are older than you.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter. They still treat you like you are the mama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have that as your starting place and you don't resist it and you recognize it, then that is the first stepping stone to being able to make evaluations where you communicate what you want from people in a way where they can be more responsive. And we can talk more about this after the break, but we're going to have to go to a break now. Can you come back with us after? Perfect.
Yes, I would love to.
All right, everyone, we're going to keep talking with Corrine, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network. Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Hey, kid. Over here, inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're gonna waste energy in your home, I'm gonna pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shaya Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Hi. Corrine, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, so we are talking about how to evaluate your employees. Well, here's the thing. You want them to like you.
Oh, yes.
You're just like a parent, you see. Rather than being the parent, you want also to be their friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how they manipulate you.
Mm.
They threaten to take away their liking of you.
Yes. They're not only threatening.
Oh, they actually do it. If
you know, they actually do it after an evaluation. They treat me like sort of like you're the bad girl who said things. And
right. Well, here's the thing, my darling. You are the owner of the business. You are the person who has to make those choices that maintain the health of your business, and your employees are just that, your employees.
Yeah.
And you may like them and want them to like you, but the reality is they need to produce work for you to stay in business.
Yes. Yes.
And so you just have to be willing to be, you know, I was speaking with Ariel about this today, and we were sitting out on our deck having breakfast, and I thought, you know, basically I'm a very kind person.
Mm-hmm.
Corrine, basically you're a very kind person.
Yes.
You have your employees' interests at heart. You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So I would suggest that you trust your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That you should trust that if you are communicating without intending to hurt somebody, you will not hurt them.
Yes.
The other thing is you have to be willing to stand in the face of discomfort. And what I mean is this. From time to time, for instance, when you have a child, the child may do something that is not in their best interest, and there are consequences. You mete out consequences. And then they generally express their displeasure. And you can fold and do one of two things. You can either get angry and aggressive. You can take yourself away. Mm-hmm. You can you can capitulate, meaning you
give in.
You give in and you say, oh, okay, you know, punishment's over. And I was thinking about it. One time my grandson came over here and he was playing in an area where we had a structure that we were about to take down because the roof was falling in. And we told him he couldn't play there because we didn't want the roof to fall in on him. So that was, of course, exactly where he went. And he started doing things, including he actually hit a glass pane with his hand with enough force that we figured if the tantrum continued, he could hurt himself. So we had him sit down on his own and not be able to join everybody else in the other room. And he was very displeased with it. And he cried, and he screamed, and it was uncomfortable for everyone to be treated to his temper tantrum. And eventually, what got him out of it was for one of us to just tell him that as soon as he dropped that way of relating, he was welcome to rejoin everybody. And then we said, are you done now? And he said, yes. And then we didn't punish him for having punished us.
Mm.
And I really see that adults are like large, more sophisticated version of people who stamp their feet.
Of children.
Of children who cry and scream when they're given information
that they don't like.
And the question is whether or not you react to that or...
Well, the question is, are you going to be a mother or are you going to be a business person?
Yeah.
See, the reality is you need to do these evaluations
mm-hmm.
so people can correct what they're doing or not doing to be more effective at work.
Yes.
I mean, it's that simple. Now, if they don't want to do that, they'll have to find another job.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
rather than you've got to do it right for them to get them to like you. That's not your job.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to manage your company so your company is successful. And that doesn't mean heartlessly. That means with heart, with caring for people. Yet, there are certain things you need to do. And if somebody is not working up to the idea that you have they should be, then you need to speak to them about that. Because
mm-hmm.
that's your job. See, if we looked under your job description, it would say manage people to produce work.
Mm-hmm. And you may speak to Mary, who says, but Joan doesn't do what you're asking me to do. But Mary may have the potential to do that. What Joan does is not relevant. And if you keep bringing them back to, we're talking about you and your potential, not what anybody else is doing, when Shia said it's not about being liked, but it's not about being heartless either, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a way that you get a little bit hard when you communicate where you actually initiate an upset in people so that they don't feel like they can have an interplay with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it actually happened on the break when you were talking to us about the difference in our microphones, and you asked me to slow down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't understand me as well. I was very grateful that you told me that and that we were talking about sounds that came along extra. But in addition to that very seemingly neutral conversation we were having, there seemed to be an emotional bump that came along with the communication for me that I had to...
That you were doing it wrong.
That I was doing it wrong, mm-hmm. and that I had to then filter through in order to be able to be present on this call. And we frequently get little tips on how we're communicating from our
engineer.
He sends us things, you know, Shia a little louder, Ariel a little slower, but it's neutral. I don't believe that your neutral comments are as neutral as you think they are.
Yeah.
In which case, you'll be initiating the upset that you say you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
Yes, I can see it. Yes, I can see it.
Good.
That's cool.
Now, here's the thing. Yes. With the three principles of transformation, if you see that you're doing something that hasn't been effective, and if you... don't judge yourself for it, but just notice it. That's an effort to complete itself. So there's no big working on this thing. It's just a matter of, look at that. That's so simple.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is simple.
Life is simple, Corrine. We complexify it. We complexify it with our thoughts. And working out things in our thoughts rather than just being straight and saying what we have to say.
Hey, everyone, we're going to have to be ending shortly here. Join us on the Excellence Club, our email newsletter. TransformationMadeEasy.com is where you can find us.
We're doing Transformation in the Workplace on September 12th and 13th in New York.
And we'll be in Europe.
In Hamburg.
The 17th through the 20th of September. Join us.
Come to our website, find out what we're doing, and join us. And
come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network.
For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.